Okay, today's daf is Bechoras, daf Chav Dalet, 24, A and B. And we are on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We just did the Mishnah. Let's get back into talking about animals that you don't know if certain signs that they are showing is a reflection of true Mavkirot already or not. So the Mishnah said yesterday, quoted the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel said that if I buy a nursing animal from a Ove Kochavim, and there's a baby there. It's not just a, like what the Gemara said a few days ago, where whether Chalav is a siman for Yoledus or not, but here there's mamish, a baby that's nursing from the mother. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says that's fine. That's enough proof that this is this is the child of this mother. We're not a choshesh that, oh, maybe this is just a wet nurse cow, and really she is nursing from a different animal's child. And if he goes in and he sees all of his animals nursing, so you can assume everybody's nursing their own child. Right? All those cases, Shimon Gamliel says, we don't have to worry about any other chashos. Says Rav Nachman in the name of Rav, Hilchasa, well, we start from the Gemara again. I'm Rav Nachman, Mishpeh the Rav, Hilchasa, Bakule Pirkin, Barmi Plugta. Rav made a statement about our parak. The halacha is like our entire parak, except for where there are machlokos in the Mishnah. But most of our parak just quotes, like our Mishnah, quoted Rav Shimon Gamliel, without anybody arguing. So the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Right, the previous Mishnah, Chaf Aleph Mabez, quoted Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, nobody argues. So it's Stam Mishnah, that obviously the halacha would be like a Stam Mishnah. But all of these other Mishnayos quote opinions plain, so there the halacha is like them. The first Mishnah of the parak has a machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. So we're not talking about that one. But all of the Mishnayos, the following ones as well. We're going to have a Mishnah later on, Bezrim, today, in the name of Yossi ben HaMishulam, and nobody argues there. That's just the way Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi set this parak up. A lot of names, not anonymous. So Rav says, halacha is like all of those names, except for the cases of machlokas. Amar of Shesha says of Shesha about this statement of Rav. Amina, kinayim v'shachar Rav Amar lahashmaitza. Rav must have been sleeping when he said this. As we spoke about at the end of Shir yesterday, why it's nayim v'shachiv, why it's not shachiv nayim, or the defense of the chavos yair. So Rav Shesha basically is upset about something that Rav said in this statement. So what is he upset about? He can't understand what Rav was referring to. Ahai. Which part of the parak, which Mishnah was he referring to? Ilema, Aresha. Let's go one by one. If he's referring to the Resha, the first Mishnah in the parak that we started off with on Daf Chav, Yutasim Abeis, Lokech Behema, with the Machlokes of Yishmor, Rabbi Akiva, about do you think that most animals have babies within the first year, within the first 2 years of Chulu? So, Mifligi, Rabbi Yishmor, Rabbi Akiva. He can't be referring to that Mishnah, because that Mishnah is a Machlokes. Ela, Adi Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, is he referring to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who said on Chaf Aleph Mabeis about the Behema Gasa that has a Chararaz Dam? Right, and Ma'asr Bachili, you have to bury it. So is he referring to that? So we don't need Rav to say that. Why? Mishnas, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, Kavanaki. Like the Gemara says elsewhere, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov is always, he's always clear, and we paskin like him, Kavanaki. There's a Rashi elsewhere that says we paskin like him in 102 cases, Kav. Right, so whatever he says goes, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. So we don't need Rav to say here, oh, we paskin like him. So Ella, who's left? Adar Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, must be our Mishnah. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, we're always worried, we're not worried that this animal belongs to another one. So, mitla pligi bebraisa. But we're gonna have a braisa later on today that somebody argues on Reb Shimon Gamliel. So is that what Rav's referring to? That's also a machlokas. So the Gemara says, okay, Ella ad Reb Yossi ben HaMishulam. Maybe he's referring to Reb Yossi ben HaMishulam, the Mishnah on the Amud Beis of today's Daf. So Amar Rav Chadazim, but Rav said that elsewhere. Amar Rav Hilchazak Reb Yossi ben HaMishulam. Rav already said a specific statement regarding that Mishnah, so therefore this general statement that the halacha is like our Mishnah, he wouldn't be referring to that. Se'ela ase'ar balmum. Maybe he's referring to the case where we talk about hair of a balmum, what the halacha is about the se'ar. So the Gemara says, Miflat pligi akavi ben mahalal v'rabanan. That's also a machlokas. That can't be what he's referring to. So what is the case that Rav is referring to, right, that's on the bottom of Chav Hei Amud Aleph, over here, Sar Bechor Balmum Shenashar. You have the hair of a Bechor Balmum that fell out, Right? The question is, what is that Aser Bahana or not? Like Bechor Tam. Either way, so who's Rav referring to? That's why Rav Sheshi says he must have been sleeping when he said this, because there's nobody. Either there are cases of Machlokas, or there are cases that he doesn't have to tell us about. So the Gemara explains he wasn't sleeping. The Ola other Rav Shimon Gamliel really is referring to our Mishnah. Rav Shimon Gamliel, v'hakamash malon, the Brisa lo plugtihi. And just because there's another Deya in the Brisa that's arguing, that doesn't count. That's not part of his statement of, this is, Achas like the opinion in our Mishnah, and it's not including any case where there is a machlokas. It is somewhat unclear that he makes this like general statement. He's only referring to one case. All the other cases he didn't have to tell us about. But in this old parak, maybe it's just being inclusive. Meaning, you're right, we know we possibly like the other opinions in this parak for other reasons. But he's, once you have this other shita that we paskin likes, and you put it all together, he says, ah, this parak we paskin like all of the das yechidim that are quoted, because they're really not das yechidim. Okay. Says the Gemara, then last line, V'kiva de Amar Rav, Hilchaza Bekuli Perikid Bari Plukte. Once Rav says this, that we pass it like all of our Mishnayos in our Perik, except for cases where there is a Machlokes, Halacha Rabbi Yossi Ben Meshulam Lamali. So why did he make that specific statement elsewhere? That the Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi Ben Meshulam, who's going to talk about later on today's Daf, about shechting a Bechor, are you allowed to cut off any of the hair in order to make it easier for you to shecht? So, Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Shula has a shita about that. So, why did Rav have to make a specific statement about that shita? So, Gemara answers, E Amar Hilchasa, Dikula, Bikula Pirkin, V'la Amar Hilchasa, Rabbi Yosef Ben Amishulam. If you just made the general statement, but didn't specify Rabbi Yosef, Hava Amina, Ad Rabbi Yosef Ben Amishulam Koi. I would have thought that Rav is only referring to that case. About Rabbi Yossi ben Amishulam. Umay bakuli pirkin, de Rabbi Yossi tarti amar. And what does it mean in the whole parak? It's not including our Mishnah. It's including Rabbi Yossi's Mishnah, Shita, because he says two things. So he doesn't really mean all the parak. He means in this parak, we paskal like a lot of those opinions. So, says the Gemara, that's what I would have thought if he would have just made his general statement. And Uba plukta de Brisa pluktihi. And I would have thought in our Mishnah, he's not referring to that because the machlokas and a Brisa is significant and is included in the statement of Rav. So therefore, Ashme'inan halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, he has the specific statement about Rabbi Yossi, la Ashme'inan, to teach me that his statement here cannot be referring to that case. So it must be referring to our Mishnah, and therefore to teach us that the Adar Rav Shimon Gamliel Koi, over Plukta the Brisa, Lav Plukta He. And to teach us that the Plukta of a Brisa is not a Machlokas. Period. So the Gemara has a number of places how Mishnayos are more authoritative than Brises. The Gemara sometimes will ask, why do you ask this question from a Brisa? Ask it from a Mishnah. Mishnah is more authoritative. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi decided what stays in and what is left out. The word Brisa means outside. Bra is outside in Aramaic. So Brisa means left out. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi chose what to leave out and gave the Mishnah a certain added significance. It's a good question. Did they have added significance and that's why he put it in? Or because he put it in, they have added significance, right? What we call siman and siba. That's a question between Mishnayos and Brisos. There is a machlokas we showed him also. I didn't bring the sources, but Reuven Margolis talks about it in one of his svarim, whether Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi actually put to writing the Brisos, or he just compiled them and ordered them, and made the Siddurim and made the Masechtas. Did he actually write them? So the Rambam seems to say that he did write them. If you look in the Hakdama to Mishnah Torah, the three pages of the short Hakdama the Rambam has, so he says a few times Chiber, Chiber, but one time he also says Kasav. So it seems like from the Rambam, and most Rishonim, that's the Pashtus. But the Afghanim is who violated, in quotes, the Eis Lasas Lashem, Efeiru Torah Secha. Who was the one that did that? So Pashtus, it was Rabbi Danasi. Pashas, it was Rebbe. But Rashi, in a few places, gives the impression that it wasn't actually Rebbe Yossi that wrote it. The Maritz Chayis picks up on this Rashi. First off, and the Maritz Chayis says this because the first off in Avodah Zarah and in Maseches Sukkah, when the Gemara talks about Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the number of times the Gemara has lines that where the Gemara talks about a word in the Mishnah, and the Gemara is not sure what the word is. So the Gemara says, oh, mandatani this lo mishtabish, lo matani that lo mishtabish. Shoeva, or there's another word there. Or the first daf in Maseches Avodah Zarah, idehen or edehen, with an ayin or an aleph. So Maritz Chayis is there in Sukkah, I think it's daf nun or so, says, why didn't the Gemara just open up the Mishnah and look? See what it says, right? Shoeva or chashuva. That's the other word. What does the Mishnah say? Just open up the Mishnah and look. Idein or Idein. Haraya, says the Maharaj, Hayas and Sukkah, that Rabbi Yonasi did not write the Mishnah. And even later on, they only had the formulation, but they didn't have it in writing yet. They had it all formulated. And later on, it was some, by later Tanoim, it was put to, or really, even earlier Amarim, I don't know what he says the cutoff is, that's when it was put to writing. Rabbi Yonasi just formulated it. But the Rambam and Rov Rishonim and Rov Achronim, and what we usually assume, the Rabbi Yosef Engel, we like to quote that Rabbi says Omer Ani, because he was the one that put it down to writing, says that Rabbi wrote it. I, these Mishnayos, the words that you're not sure about, even if something's put to writing, you could have different Misoras about what the Mishnah says. Do you have a Misorah of Chashuva or Shoeva? Do you have this? Do you have that? Do you have Chasir and Machzor all over the place? So it's not a Raya Mechrachas that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi did not write it. Either way, but it's a Machlokas Rashonim. It's known as, formulated as a Machlokas Rashi Rambam. That's how they formulate it. But really, the Achronim are really the ones that expand and bring out the Diyukim in these Rishonim. The Maariz Chayis versus Reuven Margolis. Maariz Chayis assumes it was not Rebbe, and Reuven Margolis, in his Sefer Yesod HaMishnah Varichasa, says, Beferish against this Maariz Chayis. He quotes the Maariz Chayis and he says, no way. Can't be. It has to be that Rebbe wrote it. There are many Rayas to this. Vechulu.
He didn't write it. What's the
Hafar? Right. If they didn't write it, then Hafar is not referring to him. It was referring to the later generations. Was referring. He didn't. It wasn't made for it. Okay. Says the Gemara now. My Brisa. By the sixth line or so. So we've been talking about a Brisa. We said that our Mishnah, Shugab Leal, has a machlokas and a Brisa against him. That there's some Shita out there that says if you buy a nursing animal, that's not a good enough Raya to know that it came from this mother. So, which is the Brisa? So my Brisa. The Tanya, it's the following Brisa. Halokeach behema minika minovikochavim. If I buy a nursing mother from a non-Jew, haba acharav b'char misafek. There's the shita, right? If you, the animal that comes after this is a b'char misafek. We don't assume that this animal that's nursing from this mother animal is a vadai from this animal. Mibnesha merachemes, because mother animals have rachmanis on even not their own children. They have rachmanis. Alabishani yoledes. Right, even if it's not a Yoledes, but they'll have Rachmanis, and therefore they'll nurse somebody else's child. Right, so it's something that we can learn. We can learn from the animals. Right, the Gemara in Erevin talks about what we can learn from animals. But animals, you know, take care of the young of other animals. That's what we can learn from them. So that's the Tanakama. Even if you buy a nursing mother, that's not good enough of a Raya. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel lomer, davar b'ches kaso. No! It has a chazaka. This animal's nursing, this is its baby. Karach achareha. It applies to people, it applies to animals. Don't worry about any other chash, and therefore the next animal is vadai, not a bachor. Vadai, not a bachor. That's the first case. Yeah?
And this one?
And this one, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, is a vadai. Is a vadai, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel. The Chazonish. Chazonish writes here on this shita, in Chaf Aleph Vav, Nire, Delav Mitam Ruba Asina Nala, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel. It's not based on a rov. Ella, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Chashiv Leila Eidus Gemura. He says it's Mamish Eidus. Eidus. Mita Amar, we're going to see later on that he's going to allow you to eat a chazer that comes from a Rachel. We'll see that case soon. V'lo Ihavi Mikach Ruba, Ika Ruba Kenegdo. Rov Yoldos, Eino Nidma. We'll get back to that right when we do that Gemara in a few lines. But the Chazanish says Mefurish, that what we're talking about here is not a rov. It's a karbon, and therefore there's no issue of Chulin Bazara. Right, you can bring this as a real carbon for the Kohen. That davar bechaz cut. I'm sorry. Right, this animal. Let me backtrack for a second. This animal, you know for sure, comes from this mother. There might have been one beforehand, not a bechar. But the key is that the next animal that comes out is for sure not a bechar. That's the key. You might have to depend on the ages. However, the bigger the animal is, that might determine whether this animal is bechar or not. And there, oh, right, so he was a Hafkaz Bailas anyway. Right, so the question is, the next one is not going to be a Bechar. That's the issue. Good. Next case, V'chein Hayar Shem Gamliel Omer. Shem Gamliel also says, similarly, Hanichnas Latoch Edro Belaila. Let's say somebody goes into his Eder, into his herd at night. By the way, we're talking about animals. This week's Parsha, Aniyana Dioma, Rechelim, Asayim, Asyashim, Esrim, all the animals given by Yaakov to Esav. So he goes into his Eder at night. V'ra'a ke'eser chamesh. ke'eser, ke'chamesh esrei, mafkiras, shenei mafkiras. He sees 10 to 15 animals. Some already had their firstborns and some didn't have their firstborns. And v'she'enan mafkiros meinikos. And lomachar, hishkim amatzah, zacharim tuluyos b'she'en mafkiros, v'nekiros tuluyos b'mafkiros. He sees all his animals had babies. All the animals had babies. And the ones that did not have firstborns yet, they all have the male animals suckling from the mothers, and they have female animals suckling from the mafkiros, the one who had first, They had the males hanging and suckling from the ones that were in mafkiros, the ones who were not having their firstborns already, they had them already in the past, and the nekevos suckling from the ones who just had their firstborns. So in the present state, if we look around, and if we assume the children are with their proper respective parents, there's no bechor here. There's nothing going to the Kohen. So, can we assume that? So Rav Shulman says yes. You don't have to be worried. The males are suckling from the animals that already had their firstborns, so they're not bechor. And all the ones that didn't have a firstborn yet, now they did, they had females, no problem. Rav Shulman Gamliel says, when you look around and you see a mother suckling her child, you could assume vadai, that is her child, okay? Whether it is one animal, like in the Reisha, or whether it's a bunch of animals, like in the Seifa. Good. So, Ibai Lahu. Ask the Gemara, what about the following case? Hadavar becheskaso dekam Reb Shimon Gamliel. When the Reb Shimon Gamliel says, it is in his chazaka, de'enem rachemes ele imken yoledes. Is that to tell me that an animal's not going to suckle another animal's child unless it has given birth? But it could be that if the animal had an offspring, then that animal is in the suckling mode, and it could even suckle a different animal's baby, as long as it's given birth. The only exclusion that Rosh Hashanah means is that if the animal didn't have a baby, then it wouldn't nurse a different animal's baby. But if it gives birth, then, you know, like Yocheved, right? Yocheved, right? Nursed all the babies, right? Just to show that it wasn't a Sufi Menashuk. Or Sarah, right? Sarah also, right? So they said in that case. Dilma, di damrachma, dilomrachmale. Or do we say, no, it nurses its own animal. What does Shagam Leo mean by Atavar Becheskaso? Does that mean Dafka for sure, this baby belongs to this mother? Or it just means that a mother's not going to nurse any animal unless she had a baby. Lamai nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? Meaning, what do you mean, what's the nafkamina? Because if you see, either way, the next animal's not going to be a bechor. Because if you see a nursing mother, see, either this is her child, or this is somebody else's child, but you know she had a baby. So the next one's not going to be a bechor anyway. So, lamai nafkamina. Lamai nafkamina. Lamilka ale mishem osav espino. Are you going to get malchus for osav espino? As we learned in the Perek Masechta Chulin, mother and offspring animal shechted on the same day is an issa daraisa, so you're going to get malchus for that. So e amrati damarachma delodida lomarachma. Lucky if you say Reb Shimon Gamliel is telling me that it's vadai this mother's baby, so then you're going to get malchus. The e amrit delodida nami marachma lo lucky. But if it's just a din of yoledes, but once there's a yoledes, then she has this rachmanis in her and she has this milk and she'll give it to any animal, so then she's not going to get malchus because it could be that this animal is not hers. Okay, my. So what do we say? So it's a kasha about the nature of animals. Right, that's what we're basically asking. What did Reb Shimon Gamliel mean when he made his statement? So Tashma Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer. So Reb Shimon Gamliel says, Halokeach behema, this is our Mishnah. Halokeach behema min obiko chavim, eino choshesh shemana b'dashal acheres haya. Our Mishnah. If you buy a nursing animal, you're not worried that this is somebody else's. So it sounds pretty clear. Sounds like you have to assume that this is this animal's offspring. Right? But so the Gemara says, no. Meek tani hu hayak tani. It doesn't say shema b'nashala. You're not choshi shema b'nashala cheres. Who? We're not talking about a specific animal. It's past tense. Haya. We're not choshi that there has been. Right, haya. Haya is alluding to the fact that they added in a couple of words that it's the more expanded understanding. V'halchi kamar, eino choshi shema b'na shal acheres, ela im kein haya lavlad me'ikara. That's what you get by the word saying haya instead of who. It means that this animal definitely had a baby. Zeru definitely had a baby. I don't know if this is her baby, but definitely had a baby, and therefore there's no raya. Rav Shmuel Gamliel might be including any animal as long as this animal had a baby. Is a yoledes. Tashma, let's try again. Nichlas, let's try the seifa. Right, the next seifa of our Mishnah. Nichlas b'toch edro v'rasa mafkiros menikos v'shinim mafkiros menikos. Eda chosh yeshem abra sholzu balo etzolzu. Oshem abra sholzu balo etzolzu. So again, our seifa says in the Mishnah, we're not worried that the animal switched. We're not worried that the some animals are not nursing their own offspring. So am I. Lechash dumei ruchumei rachim. But what do you mean? Maybe we should be worried. Haraya, again, maybe that is vadai. So the Gemara says no. It could be that an animal would be nursing another offspring's animal. But you know what? I'm not going to nurse another animal if I have my child with me. Right, it's all relative. But makam dida, lo shafka dida, umrachma delo dida. Fine, Rav Shmuel Gamliel might agree that a yoledes will nurse another animal's offspring, but not where it has its own offspring first. Right, my child comes first, says the animal. And therefore, we don't have to be worried about that either. So Tashma, let's try again. Dover becheskaso, v'chein v'chulu. So the Mishnah wasn't a raya. Let's talk about the brisa up top that we just had. We had the first case of Rav Shmuel Gamliel where the machlokas was about one animal. You buy a nursing animal from a guy. And then v'chein, and it says also in the second case. So v'chulu, my lav, reisha dumi de seifa. So isn't it then, we compare the two cases. After all, it says v'chein. So shouldn't we compare the cases? Well, how do we compare them? Ma seifa vadai dida, af reisha vadai dida. Just like the seifa is for sure dida, because that's a case where we assume it's vadai her. So to the reisha, where there's only one animal, you assume this is the specific animal of this mother, and therefore you get malchus for osav esbeno. So Gemara says, no, me, diarya, is that a proof? Hi, kedisa, vai kedisa. Could just each be each, the ratio, the seifa is the seifa. The seifa, you know, it's vadai, and the ratio, you don't know it's vadai. So even though it says the word v'chein, don't be so medactic. I, my v'chein. So what does v'chein mean? Just like we're medaik in the Rambam, whenever he says v'chein, so the Gemara is medaik in the Brisa. Right, could have just said the same exact halacha without the v'chein. So what's the v'chein? What's the connection between the reisha and the seifa? Aptur de bechora. It just means they're both pater from bechor. The first case, you assume that this animal had a baby. This might not be her baby, but this animal had a baby. And the seifa, you assume this is her baby. But either way, the next animal born is not going to have kedushas bechor. Okay, next line. Amar Rabbi Rachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This was the line that the Chazon Ish referred to before. Ra'a chazir shekarachacha Rachel. You see a sheep and you see a pig that is suckling from the sheep and is treating the sheep like its mother. Right? So the Shaila is this pig just a mutated sheep? And really this is her mother, but it just looks like a pig. Or it's a pig. And somehow there's something strange going on here. So the nafkamina, right, you have to know whether this animal's offspring. Petura min habachora va'aser be'achila. Says Rabbi Yochanan, petura from min habachora, because this is good enough to assume that this chazir came from this animal. You've got to assume it's a pig-looking sheep. Right, that's what you have to assume. That's why it's pater from bachora. But you're not allowed to eat it. Not allowed to eat it just in case. We'll talk about ad yavo v'yoret tzedek lachem. Until, as the Pasuk says in Hosea, until Eliyahu HaNavi comes. Until Eliyahu HaNavi comes. Stop there for a minute.
Which is Petur from
Chora? What?
What's going to be Petur from Chora?
This Rachel. If this Rachel has another baby, she's going to be Petur from Chora, and it's also to eat. So we'll get back to both of those statements in a minute. But let's just continue first, and then we'll talk more. Potur min HaBechora. Let's just do the question at least. Potur min HaBechora, Kaman, Kershim Gamliel. Pater from Bechor, why? Like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who says in the Mishnah of the Brisa, if you have a child that's with a mother, you can assume that this is the offspring. Or you could at least assume that had offspring. She's Yolades. V'yaser ba'achila k'rabbanan. Why is it also to eat? Like the Rabbanan or Rechoshesh that it's not this animal? So it's a stira. That's right, so it's a, how could Rabbi Yochanan say this? This middle sheet, yeah. The theory is that the first one, the fact that we're not choshesh for a bechor, is like a shung amliyah. We assume this is this animal's offspring.
That it had another offspring.
That it had another offspring, But if this is a pig, right? So okay, you assume it's a. So you're trying to say that even within the shita of the of Rav Shugam Liel. Okay, the Gemara is not assuming that this could be a real pig then at that point. Vaso b'achila k'rabanan, and it's also b'achila like the rabanan. I'm sorry. Right, Rav Shugam Liel, Rashi quotes that according to Rav Shugam Liel, if we assume this is from this animal, it's a yotzi min atar tar. Right, so the Rashi on the sixth line. I guess it's going like that side of the earlier Ibaya that it's really, it's a vadai. It's not just the yoledes, and therefore this could be a different animal. So it sounds like it's a stira, as the Gemara, on Rabbi Yochanan. Visu, and also, Ikarabanan, my ayyavo viyarat tzedek lachem. If it's like the Rabbanan, what does it mean until Elio comes and paskins? Until the thing becomes known. He'll tell you Gili Milsa. He'll tell you whose animal this is. Right? Rashi quotes, the hora'a lo shayach lameimar ela bidvar halacha. It's an important line in Rashi. Hora'a doesn't tell, isn't something that's you reveal something that's hidden. It's a psak. And here it says, Ache yavo v'yore. Yore is a psak. It's hora'a. Hora'a means something significant, telling you a psak halacha. Just like the Gemara says elsewhere, that, let's say in the context of Zokein Mamre, we know that one of the Sanhedrin that has to, that the paskins, that loses, is outvoted in the Sanhedrin, and he goes back home anyway, and he paskins against his, passes against the Sanhedrin, that he was outvoted, but you need a hora'a there. Let's say he paskins that you're allowed to drive on Shabbos. That's not a Zokein Mamre, because Mamre means hora'a. Hora'a has a specific definition, a psak halacha. So on the one hand, something that's obvious is not a psak halacha. Something that's in the Torah, beferish, is not a psak halacha. Something that's not a psak. You just don't know where this baby came from. That's not a psak halacha. So it wouldn't use the lashon of yore. So what is Rabbi Yochanan talking about? So first of all, the content of what he said is problematic. And number two, the language that he uses is problematic. Those are the two questions the Gemara asks. The chitema. Well, just in the middle of a sentence, then we'll go back. V'chitema masafkalei, I alacha koshung amlil ikarabon. And if you say it's a suffix, well, maybe he's machmer in both ends, because he's not sure who to hold like. So, I masafkalei, my patrimon of bechora. If you're mesupik, then yes, you should be machmer. You should treat the next animal born as a bechor. So it can't be that he's mesupik. And v'su, mi masafkalei, and also, is he really mesupik? V'yamar abba rachana, Rabbi Yochanan, right, the statement from elsewhere. Every time there's a Rav Shugam Liel in a Mishnah, we always follow him, except for three cases. Except for Chutz Me Arev, right? Arev, the end of Babasra, Vitzidon, and the case of Sidon, and Rayach Ron, the case of Sanhedrin. Right, these three cases are the only, we're not going to get into those cases now, but everywhere else we have Pasuk like Rashbag. So what is no suffix? It's the same person talking. Rabbi Rachan in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So what exactly is the basis for Rabbi Yochanan's Shita? You know what? Let's stop there for a minute now that we finished the question, and we'll come to answer it soon. 2 points. Number one is the Shita of the Rambam. What does the Rambam Ravid Paskin in this case of the pig following the Rachel? So there is a Ravid that adds a statement which the Nosek Kalim don't know where the Ravid got it from, because the Argamar doesn't make such chilukim. So this is a small point, and we'll get to a larger point. The Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchas Machalos Asuros, Behema Tahoresha Yolda Kamin Behema Tameya. You have a behemoth tahora that gave birth to a behemoth tamea looking animal. Af al pi she'eno mafris parsa v'lo malagera, even though it doesn't have the simanim. Let's say a sheep gives birth to a horse. So it doesn't chew its cud, it doesn't have split hooves. Elakimin suso chamor l'chol davar, hareza mutar b'achila. It's mutar to eat. Hayotzi min atar tar, like we had, and we're going to have again too. Bameh dvar mamurim b'she yolda b'fanav. But that's only if you saw the birth. Or Adam saw the birth, and you saw this tummy-looking thing came out of the mother kosher. Avalam hiniach para mu'uberes. But if you left a pregnant cow in your herd, be'edro, uba umatza kemin chazir karuch achareha, and then you see a pig suckling from your cow, and your cow's not pregnant anymore, circumstantial evidence, it's not going to be good enough. Af al pishu yonik mimena hariz a suffik, va'asur ba'achila. Suffik. Right, it's like Rabbi Yochanan here, right? If a case where you have this animal, so you're not going to be able to eat it. Shema menatmeya nolad v'nichrach achara tahora. Maybe the pig came from somewhere else. Says the Ravid, v'hu sheyia hatame be'edro. That's only if there's another tame animal somewhere in this herd where it's shocked to talk about that it came from there. There's no tummy at, no horse in the herd. There's no pig in the herd anywhere. So the Ravid's mistaver. Problem is, the Gemara doesn't make such chilukim. The Ravid makes sense, but the Magen Mishnah points out, the Gemara doesn't make any chilukim. Ube Gemara lo chilku. V'ikel ameimer debachol gav nechay shinan. V'yavo bi she'eno matsui she'yova vlad me'eder acher. V'yich rach achar zeh. Gamkin eno matsui. She'bei betorah te'ilei bidmus behem temeya. Alright, you're saying, oh, it's not common for a behemoth tamei to have come here if it's not in the herd. So it's not common for a nidme to be born to a cow if you didn't see it. The suffix shall Torah lehachmir. And therefore, so the rice lechumra, if you don't see the animal being born, that's the machlokas Rambam Ravid. The Ravid adds in that element. Adds in that element, and he says the Rambam didn't specify. Number one. Number two. The other issue discussed here by everyone is Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi paskening. Is Eliyahu Navi not allowed to come and paskin? Right, what do you mean? Lo bashamayimi, right? But Messiah nun test, Tana Shalachnai, right? Lo bashamayim can be a basko that comes out. So we're going to wait for Eliyahu Navi. Actually, Eliyahu said, what is Eliyahu Navi going to come and tell me here? What is he coming and tell me? So all the Achronim get into the discussion here. What is Eliyahu Navi coming? There's a Rashi in Meseches Shabbos where Rashi discusses, where is the, here, where right there, I think I brought the, I think I brought the Rashi. Did I quote the Rashi? I don't know if I brought the Rashi. It's Rashi Shabbos Kufches, because the Gemara has a line there. Is Eliyahu Navi going to come and paskin? And Rashi says, Eliyahu Navi is not allowed to come and paskin. So, what is the Gemara referring to? The Gemara sometimes says, Teku. It's an unanswered question that we're going to have lost in Lavo. Right? So, he's going to come. But exactly, what is the Eliyahu Navi going to do here? So, there is a beautiful piece. If you look in the Maariv Chayis, it's Ksavim. In Kisei Maariv Chayis, the Torah HaNeviim. It's all different topics of chapters. So, one parak is called Birur Eliyahu. That's his parak. He has another parak called Horasha, another parak called In Lomedim Davar Mikodeman Torah, Mamar Baltosif, Mamar Torah Shaval Peh, Mamar Divrei Kabbalah. It's all these Torah, these topics that the Maariv Chayis would talk about. Mamar Lo Sasur. His type of topics. There he talks about Eliyahu Navi. Now, the first time I saw this was through his comments on brachas. Let's remember brachas for a minute. Even if somebody started Daf Yomi and they didn't stay too long, brachas Daf Gimel, hopefully they got to. So brachas Daf Gimel, we know the story of Eliyahu Navi and the Churva, right, coming out of the Churva, and he taught him three things. So ask the Maariv Chayis there, how could Eliyahu Navi teach him halacha? So it says the Maariv Chayis, Near Beinai, Ayn Rashi Shabbos Kufches. I knew somebody quoted it. Dibra Maskel, my Achiola Yovel Yoviomar, Rashi says there, Isser Veheter Ein Talui Bo, De Lo Bashamayim He. It's the language of Rashi Shabbos Kufches. Say as the Maariv Chayis, Vechlamet Shas, Dinamelo, Melio. How could you learn halachas of the Churva? How could you learn these? So, the Efshalomar, De Im Eliyahu Omer Dina Mitzad Hanevua, Oz Shayach Loba Shamayim He, Vein Navi Rashar Lechadish Dover. There's two parts of Eliyahu Navi. There's Eliyahu Hanavi and Eliyahu HaChacham. So, if it's Mitzad his Nevua, you're right. Loba Shamayim He. Avalim Omer Milsa Betaima, Mashashama Mipi Chacham Machirim, Oz Shomin Lo. Then you listen to him. Right? You listen to him if he's talking als chachma and not als nevuah. And that's what he says at length here in his piece in Bir Eliyahu. He says, Eliyahu Navi u'mashiach lo yigru v'lo yosif v'ol Torah Moshe. Rak ha-Torah tishaer b'kocha l'netzach. Ulam ba'osam ha'inyanim. That's what he says first. But then he gets this is another point. He says, Eliyahu Navi is not going to come in paskin. But you know what he can come and do? He could clear up realities that are unclear that the chachamim couldn't figure out. Not based on chak, but based on missing information. Now we can rely on Eliyahu Navi. Because that's not lo bashamayim. Lo bashamayim means that we have to figure things out. But in our case, you don't know if this is a real firstborn. So Eliyahu could tell you that. Right? Yehemunach ha-she'ev Eliyahu, the Mishnah says in Bamitzia. What does that mean? Eliyahu Navi's going to tell you who this money belongs to. He's not going to tell you psak. Because psak is not Eliyahu Navi. But this isn't psak. He says, "Raka Torah Tishar b'Kochel Anetzach Ula Ba'osam Heinyanim Asher Chazal Lo Yachlu La'amod Al Biruin Al Shel Advarim Va'Asheru Paslu V'Timu Mikoch Safek Mipnei Shohayin Ne'ala Mehem Ma'amod Umasav Adavar Kefi Amitas Mitziuso Ve'Ilo Hayin Isbar Lohem." Eliyahu Navi clears it up. Then we'll say what the halach is based on the new information. That's okay. Azay Memelo Tipok Zeres Chachamim Shalachmiru Rak Mitam Da'ay Safek Lohem. Like the Gemara says at the end of Maseches Kiddushin, is Eliyahu Navi going to become to be Metaher Mamzerim? Right, a big discussion there. So again, it's a question of Gilui Milsa. And then he quotes Mamish Argamara, the Hadamatsinu, Bimenachis Memhe, Bacharas Chavdalid, Achiyov of Yorat Sedek Lachem, and the Gemara says, he says, Shama Eno Birur, Rak Hora'a Be'ikara Din Mitzara Nevuah, Malacha Shungam Lila Korabanan. You're not telling me that? No. Gam Sham Nuchalomar, the Psak Halacha Shayavo Lanu, Me'amiris Elio, Lo Yayde Ruach Hashem, Asher Tisno Seispekirbo, Rak Al Yedei, Otsum Chachmaso. This gets back to the first point. That's based on his Chachma. Kinosov Al Tocha Nevuah, Yechacham Gadov, Yodel, Rosh Lafarish Betainus. Now basically, he puts these two points together. Number one, if Elio is talking Petoras Chacham, not Petoras Navi, that's okay. And number two, sometimes, like in our Mishnah 2, is he just revealing to us what's going on, not telling us the halacha, that also would be okay. I saw one of the Achronim point out, maybe this also is the reason for his different names. There's Elio HaNavi, Elio HaTishbi, and Elio HaGiladi. Right, what's the difference? So he said, I saw here in the Maoris Hadaf, Elio HaNavi, yeah, no, that's the Pasuk and the Malachi, Elio HaNavi, that's Betoras, he's going to be the Mavaser. When Mashiach comes, Elio HaTishbi, that's from the word Tashiv. He's going to get us to do tshuva. And Elio HaGiladi, Gilad, the Gemara, the Medrash says, Gilad is a reference to the Lishkas Agazis and the Beis HaMikdash, so that's referring to him as a Chacham. So different ways. And remember, whenever Elio HaNavi comes up, we always quote the Chassam Sofer. Can't forget this Chassam Sofer. We mentioned this first in Erevin. Way back when, Erevin, Chelik Chasam Sofer, Chelik Vav Simin Sadeches, where he talks about also two elements of Eliyahu Navi. The Gemara says in Erevin, he's not going to come on Shabbos because it's Michus Latzchum. What are you talking about? He comes to every bris. So there's Eliyahu Navi Beguf and Eliyahu Navi Beneshama. When he comes to a bris, he's Eliyahu Navi Beneshama. He's not subject to Tchum Shabbos when he's coming as a Neshama. But Lasalavu, he's going to come Eliyahu Navi Beguf. He's going to come, he didn't die. Just went up to Shemayim in the chariot of fire. So in that case, he says, Kilo Awal Elio Baguf Alamala Miyutvachim, Ach Nifrida Kish Nishmaso Migufo Sham, Vanishama Ole Umishamesh Lamala, Bin Malachi Ashabes, Vagufo Nisdakdik, Vishore Beganedana Tachton, Ba'olam Hazeh. Separate topic. Most Rishonim assume and Achronim that Gan Eden is a place on earth. On earth. Ubiyom habesora bimehera v'yamenu tislabesh nishmaso biguf hakadosh alaz v'yasu kachal adam mechakmi v'nevi'e Yisrael v'musmach v'rabu achi ha-shiloni omi Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom imhu pinchas v'hu yismoch eschach v'Yisrael. He's going to bring back the smicha. Well, you're going to think about, oh, how all the rabbis are going to get together? Don't worry. Eliyahu HaNavi is going to give smicha. V'az yesh lo din kachol b'nei Yisrael v'chein b'chol makam shemizgala u'misra b'olam hazeh mulubash beguf hazach. Akash Mizgala binishmaso, Kemobiyom Hamila, Azinenu Mukhuyev Bemitzvas, Bemesum Chavshiksiv. So don't worry about it. He's coming and then he'll come as a neshama. Okay. There's a lot more there, but we will continue. So we're back to the question. The Gemara says we have a Kashan Rabbi Yochanan. Right? He has a stira. On the one hand, he says this animal is pater from Bechora, and number two, you're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara answers the Olam Pshitale Alakar Shogam Leo. The Alakar Shogam Leo. Mihu, what Donnie's question was before. Misaf Galay, sorry, I forgot this was the answer. Yisar Hashem Gamliel, you'll let us brachemes, we'll enter brachemes. Exactly our question. You're not sure how vada he holds. How vada he holds. Does he hold vada, it's this one, or vada, it's this, it's just that if she had a yoledes. So, ihachi, adash bin chazer, lishmin and tzle. So, if that's true, so why are you talking about a pig? Just tell me about a tzle, lumilke, lemishim also vesbenu, just tell me the din. The Ikar Adin of whether you assume each animal came from its mother. So Chazer is Trichalei. No, the Chiddush is Chazer. Why? The Yishmin and Tle, if he only said the halacha about a Tle, a sheep from a sheep, a little Mokalim Shemosov Espino. So then, I'm sorry, Chazer is Trichalei. The Yishmin and Tle, Hava Amina, Imtim, I would have said, Imtim Salomar, De Sava, Yoledes Merachma, De Mina, De Lo Mina Lo. If it only said tle, I would have said, okay, maybe the animal has rachmanis on other animals, even if it's not its own, but that's only within its type. It's not going to have a rachmanis on a pig, not its type. So that's why, ashmina chazer v'afilo delav mina nami, tigel meimar dilma marachma, even on a non, shaloba mina, still we could assume that it has rachmanis. That's the chiddush of chazer. V'hainu damar Rabbi Yochanan, and that's also similar to the following Rabbi Yochanan's question, bo'i achoy berebi. Rabbi Achoy berebi says, what's berebi? Rashi says here, Adam Gadol v'chashuv b'doro. There's a whole tshuva of the Nodeh Yehuda. What is Rashi's sheet about Berebi and Shas? Because he says all different things in all different places. So here Rashi says, great person. So he asked v'chay Berebi, Roch hazesh karachach harachel ma'u, what's the din about a chazer that's karachach harachel? So my kami boy, what's his question? E leima lebechora, if his question is for Bechor. The kami boy le. So if you're just to add the questions about the following Bechor, so why does he have to ask such a strange case about a Chazer? Just ask the regular case about a Tleh. So the Gemara said, no, ki kemi boile le Bechor of Aliba Drabanan, liachil of Aliba Drashuim Gamliel. No, he asks about a Chazer because he's asking a double question. And the Gemara explains, Lebechora, he's asking Bechor within the Rabbanan, why? V'yavila le Rabbanan, tami merachma, because even the Rabbanan who say that maybe an animal loves other animals, ki merachma demina, delo mina lo. O dilma, delo mina nami merachma. That's why they ask us about a pig. To teach me dafka that. According to Rabbanan, do you say even shaloba mina it's merachim? And liachil, vafil rabshim gamliel, for eating, even according to Rashbag, it's a question. Why? Intim salomar savar, you'll let us merachma, demina, delav mina lo. O dilma, delo mina nami merachma. Right, so you have the question, both according to Rashbag or according to the Chachamim, but you see, that's why yes, about a Chazir, because that includes the larger framework of questions. Teku, no answer given, so this one, we're going to have to wait for the Tishbi one. We're going to have to wait for Tishbi Atarets, Kushis Vabayis. Okay, next Mishnah. So this we already referred to. This is one of the, again, singular statements. Rav Yossi ben Amishulam Omer, HaShocheres HaBechor. So now we're talking about Bechor. So we know Bechor has an Isser of Giza Vavoda. It's a carbon. It's not like Giza Vavoda. What if you want to shecht it, but you want to get some hair out of the way? For what reason? Why do you want to get some hair out of the way? Rashi Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says, because you're worried about the Psul Shchita of Chalada. So we spoke about in the first parak of Chulin, Chalada means when the animal, the knife, goes under another surface during the shechita process. Chalada for the word chulda. A chulda, a weasel, goes underneath. It's hidden. So chalada can either mean that it goes under one of the other simanim and you sheft going up, or it goes under something else. So here we're worried that it's going to go under the skin. It's a problem of go under the hair. If there's so much hair there, it's a problem of chalada. Tosa says, what? The hair? That's not a problem of chalada. It's just a question. You're using a kofitz, which is a big chopping knife. You need some room. Just need some room. So you're not doing it l'shem gziza. You're just doing it to make some room, to make shechting easier. So not because of a psul chalada period. So that's machlokas Rashi Tosfos exactly why you're trying to cut some hair. So Rabbi Yosef Shalom says, Hashokar is a bechor v'oseh makom bekofitz. You can make a place with your kofitz, with this big chopping instrument. Mikan mikan, meaning you could do it from here to here. The toish is a seyar, and you're even allowed to pluck out the seyar. You got to pluck it out. But after you pluck it out, you got to leave the hair there. The Gemara will talk about why. You can't take the hair off. You can pluck out the hair and just leave it in the other hair on the animal. We'll talk about that in a second. The chain, hatoish is a seir liros makom mum. Same thing if you have to check a mum on a bechor, if it's a mum kavur or not, you'll have to also pluck out some hair in order to be able to see it. So Tosfos asks Josh's question, why does this Mishnah about bechor? Right, if you want to look, right in the middle of Tosfos, the top Tosfos. Umi tamze, a little past the middle. Umi tamze, nokat nami nokat bechor velo stam kashim. Three reasons. Why is it this Mishnah is about, this is a giz of avodah by all karbanos? Why dafka by bechor? Three reasons. Number one, lafisha kashim nishchatin ba'azara. Yesh jam sakinim mizumanim vein tzricha masiyas makom. You have knives there. You don't have kofitzes there. You have knives. Knives don't need as much room. So number one, that's why Bechor is shafted even outside. Number one. Number two. And Bizmanazet, this might be separate or connected, it's derech for the Bechor to have a lot of hair, because you're waiting for it to get a mum. More than other animals. Last line. V'od mishum delav delo sigos bebechor ksiv. The Beferish Pasuk in the Torah, it applies to all karbanos, but it's by Bechor, so that's why the Mishnah talks about it by Bechor, three or four different days, for why he talks about Bechor and other karbanos. Amarav, halacha, Reb Yossi ben Amishulam, the halacha is like the Shita, right, it's the statement that we spoke about before, boy mine me Rav Huna, kinegdo biyantif mahu. What about on Yantif? The parallel, you're allowed to shechel on Yantif. So So you're allowed to do tolesh on Yontif, just like by Bechor, there's an Isser of Giza, and the Rabbi Yosef ben Shulam says this mutter. So what about on Yontif? Meaning, time at Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam Mishum de Kasavar. Tolesh lav hainu gozes. Is the reason for Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam because the Isser of Giza by Karbonis is only real shearing. Plucking is not included, and that's why it's mutter, and therefore Ubi Yontif Usser. So in the parallel, Yontif is Usser. Why? Because tolesh is gozes on Yontif. Tahavile oker davar migidulo. Because on Yontif, definition is not shearing, but it's removing something from the place that it grows. So tolesh would be included, and it would be usher on Yontif. O dilma, no. Or do we say, bi alma saver rabbi yosef ben meshulam tolesh ayinu gozes. Or maybe tolesh is gozes. Finer time of the shari, tahavile davar shina miskavin. And the reason is because you don't have kavana for it. Vidavar ubi Yontif, davar shina miskavin mutter. And on Yontif, davar shina miskavin is mutter. We'll get into psik ratio, that'll come up on tomorrow's daf. But what do we say? So, Omar Lahu, Zilu Shaila Rav Chananel. Go ask Rav Chananel. I Amar Lacha Rabbi Yosef Ben Meshulam, Ifshet Lahu. Right? Go ask him if Allah is like Rav Yosef Ben Meshulam. If it is, then I'll answer your question. So, I Asu Shailuha, he went to ask him. Omar Lahu, Hachi Amar Rav, Allah Rabbi Yosef Ben Meshulam. The Allah Rabbi Yosef Ben Meshulam. So, Asu Lakami de Rafuni, he comes back. So, Omar Lahu, can I ask Yatef Mutter? He says, okay, Allah is like him? Okay, now I can answer your question. It is mutter because he matter tolesh even though it is Giza. So to on Yontif, he matter tolesh even if it is Giza. Right, and then Tosa discusses on the first wide line here, even without Yontif, you could ask the question, are you allowed to just be tolesh an animal? Tolesh from an animal, is that included in the Yisr? But it just asks on Yontif because maybe on a weekday you would have had a Gzeira, Atu, you might do more, but on Yontif, you wouldn't have such a Zera. Okay, there's more to talk about, but we'll talk more tomorrow about Gaziza and Talisha and Psikresha, Davar Shein and Miskaven, Beth Hashem, that will come up on tomorrow's daf. Okay, Parsha Shir hopefully should be up, and we'll continue.